Welcome to the EU Startups Podcast. Sit back and enjoy the show hosted by Marcin Lewandowski.
Hey everyone, this is Marcin Lewandowski and you're listening to the EU Startups Podcast. Today I'm joined by Sergio Gonzalez, the CEO and co-founder of Remuner, the AI-powered platform that's taking the headache out of sales compensation. In just 2 years, Sergio has raised over 5.5 million euros, earned the trust of top investors like Seaya and Per VC, and built a solution that could finally end the endless spreadsheet nightmares every sales team knows too well. He's a serial entrepreneur, three-time founder with multiple exits, and now on a mission to make incentives work the way they're supposed to. Driving growth, building trust, and motivating teams. Sergio, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me.
Hope you like the intro, that I didn't miss anything. If I did.
It's fine. Okay.
Good, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
I like it. Sergio, so, you know, everyone loves bonuses, right? Until the spreadsheet crashes. Then we don't love it anymore. For someone new to this, what does Remuner actually do? Like, no buzzwords, just plain English.
So essentially, we automate the whole process. We connect to the company's source of information. The company can draft the rules of the compensation plan in the platform, and then we automatically calculate everything in real time. So when you, as a sales rep, log into your dashboard, you see in real time how you are performing and what is your expected commission / bonus at the end of the month or the quarter. And there's full visibility, full transparency. We also have included some workflows for issues, claims, overrides, these kind of things. And then as a sales rep, you also have your AI compensation manager agent that can solve any kind of question you might have around your compensation. So it's full visible, full transparent, real time.
Nice. So that was the 1 minute pitch. The elevator exactly. Pitch that you would say, like, for them, like, nice, I like it. Sergio, all clear. Now, what's the most, you know, are we really paying this moment you've seen that made you certain that, you know, this problem had to be fixed?
I think I had a few ones in my career. I remember particularly one in my previous company where we were trying to modify the compensation plan for the customer success account management team. We were thinking about a new set of rules, new compensation plan that was much more aligned with what the company was expecting. And when we were communicating this to the team, there was a whole revolution in the team because they considered that we were trying to fool them. Few months later, they actually came back and apologized because some of them were actually earning even more. And at the time, I realized that how intransparent or how the lack of trust in both sides, company and employees, can actually affect and diminish the importance of incentives. That's one example. Now, working fully on the topic, I've also seen very huge companies, some of them publicly listed, still paying millions every month that are calculated on a spreadsheet in someone's computer somewhere in the office. Which is a system that is not robust, not secure at all. No. And I've also seen five-figure amounts in mistakes of commissions paid in one single month or quarter to one single person that completely go under the radar, and the money actually flows into that person account. So those things are kind of mind-blowing. And at the end of the day, the reason why me and my co-founders were pushed to build Remuner is the idea of or the fact that we realized that incentives drive behavior. Behavior is the number one source for you to change your team's performance. And still, incentives are completely underused because all the admin headaches and everything that comes with it in terms of managing them are completely blocking most of the companies away from really using them in a more efficient way.
Nice. Sergio, like, actually follow up question to that. What do company plans, you know, accidentally incentivize that, you know, quietly hurts growth? And how do you design around it?
So there's one thing that I feel is particularly dangerous and damaging, which is when sales cycle and incentive cycles are not aligned. And then you might find your teams are playing around with their own seasonality, or they're keeping deals from closing at the end of a quarter because for whatever reason, they prefer to push them to the next one and these kind of things. I think those are very dangerous behaviors and not, are not so easily forecasted or so easily understood when you're designing a contract. So I would say one of the things that I really push our customers and everyone that I speak to think about is this: sales cycles should have one frequency, compensation plan should somehow be very similar. And then when you think about kickers, accelerators, and these kind of structures in a comp plan, think deeply about them and how you play with them with frequencies. Like, for instance, if you pay accelerators on a monthly basis with a kicker of, let's say, 50 or 60% achievement, you might find people that at some point are moving around deals from 1 month to another. Or if you cap commissions, at some point you're completely incentivizing your team, your top performers, to actually push back deals for the next quarter. So these kind of things are not super easy to understand from scratch when you're designing a comp plan, but they're super damaging for a business.
Interesting. Sergio, and you know, the reps crave line of sight, I would say. How do you actually make it possible for a rep to predict? Because you said it's hard to predict, right? But maybe this is the previous one, but this one maybe is easier. So how do you make it possible for a rep to predict their paycheck with, you know, confidence before the end of the month?
So it's very hard for a company to predict what the behavior is going to be for with a given comp plan. But it's not so hard when you are a sales rep and you are given a comp plan, a set of rules by which you are measured. It's not that hard to then actually predict. And there's a few components there. Obviously, there's one which is understanding your pacing or your forecasting, which is, okay, I'm being measured by, let's say, close won deals. So this is my target, my quota. This is the level that I have right now, my actuals and what I want to be. And you can actually predict with AI right now, you can very easily predict where this person is going to land at the end of the month or the quarter. So that's one component. And then this is just forecasting like KPI, business KPI, business performance. But then transforming this into the actual monetary reward that this person is going to get, it depends a lot on the comp plan rules. And that what we have built is a simulator where you as a rep can play around with your different hypotheses and create your own what-if scenarios. And lately, we have launched our AI agent where you can directly ask this AI, this agent, whatever simulation you want. You can ask them, what do I need to do to actually earn 3.K more? What I'm going to earn if I close this deal that I see that it's about to close? Or you can ask all these kind of things. And usually compensation plans are not as simple as closing deals and you get a commission. Usually there's a lot of other nuances and conditions around it that are not so easy, but the model gets all of it together and helps you simulate. So to your question, sales reps with us, they see fully transparently, fully visible in real time where they are at this particular moment within the period. So they don't need to end the month to actually see where they stand. And they can use the tools that we have, like simulations and the agent, to actually create these kind of scenarios and simulations for them.
Nice. Sergio, maybe you could give us a like kind of a before and after scenario. So one customer who, you know, tell us about one customer who ditched spreadsheets for Remuner and what changed in payout, errors, quota attainment, and, you know, representatives trust.
So there's this company that has a few millions in revenue. Their sales cycle is super, super short. Most of their they sell to super small SMBs or even kind of B2C, B2 small professionals. And they sell mostly on the phone. And when we met them, they were paying compensation on a quarterly basis because they were doing mostly on spreadsheets. And for them, it took quite a good amount of hours. Teams had no visibility. Usually every quarter, they had some claims, complaints, and so on. So they started using Remuner, and we completely removed spreadsheets. Back to your previous question, we completely got back to monthly payouts, not quarterly. Their sales cycles was 2-3 days. And within monthly payouts, we also redesigned completely the compensation plan. We started creating a lot of gamification. So we started creating challenges, campaigns, rankings on a daily basis, on a weekly basis. So we started creating a lot of components in the compensation plan that are 100% forcing the kind of culture that you want in a telesales company with sales cycles of 2-3 days. And after only three weeks after launching, we saw an increase on 8% in terms of top line. Mm-hmm. That 8% growth in 3 weeks got sustained, so it kept on at that level after just 3 weeks of launching. And again, this is a company that is its revenue is a few millions. It's over 10 million in revenue. So 8% increase, you can imagine it's not something small for them. And we completely removed, I would say, 95% of the admin time and therefore cost that they had in managing all of this. And then on a more qualitative side of things, I got a call from the CEO and he told me, now I see my team's using more Remuner than HubSpot because they are closing things so fast with this kind of sales cycle that they are seeing in Remuner what their performance is, and they can see, as long as I hang up, I can already see that I'm moved one position in the ranking ladder and therefore I got 100 euros more, but I want to keep continuing because my team is also pushing from behind. And that's a very particular compensation plan that we designed for them, but it's working very nice. And that's an example of combining a tool like us plus some changes on the design and definition of the compensation, which is much more linked to their business and what they needed. And there you have a massive impact on the business.
That is super cool. Sergio, so maybe sticking to the examples that you've been giving us, your AI compensation manager, you know, gives reps actionable nudges. Like, what's a nudge that, you know, measurably changed behavior? And what guardrails keep it helpful, you know, not creepy or biased?
So our AI agent has two main components. It has an LLM component, which is the one that actually allows it to interact and interfere with and have a conversation with the users. But then the real insights come from the data. And that's more of a predictive model, which is more machine learning. So there's not a lot of guardrails needed in the data side. And therefore, it's very hard for the model to really hallucinate on these kind of things that we are used to see sometimes in ChatGPT. So it's really an AI that usually do not need a lot of guardrails in terms of the actual insights that it will give the users. And then the kind of insights, it depends a lot on the compensation plan, really. As I was telling you before, most of the comp schemes that we see are not only measured by one single KPI. There's usually a lot of rules, restrictions, secondary KPIs, kickers, accelerators, boosters, SPIFs. And what the model really does is understanding someone's performance in a given moment in time and understanding, okay, what is the, with all the knowledge that we have from this user, this team, this company in the past, what is the single action that will produce the maximum output for this person? And we measure output not in business performance, but in economical incentive for that person. Because at the end of the day, that's what motivates and drives behavior for them. And that's the kind of nudge that we would give them. So we would not tell them, focus on that deal because that's the higher chance of closing. We would say maybe focus on that deal because if you close it, you will earn 2K more. And that's only 3 days away from you.
Right. Nice. Sounds super effective. Sergio, it also seems to me like trust is the whole game, right? So how do you handle, you know, disputes, you know, reversals or, you know, shadow accounting without burning goodwill with the team?
So the platform has a built-in dispute management system where reps can raise a dispute internally and is handled by the admin side of the company, typically RevOps, operations, finance, HR. So all of these get funneled in within the platform, which also allows the company to make an exception. Sometimes there has been a conversation between the manager and the AE, and for whatever reason, they have granted this person an extra amount and something like this, and then for some reason that communication gets lost, he doesn't see on the payroll. So all of this gets completely removed and gets handled by the platform. But in terms of shadow accounting, what we're seeing is that we remove 100% the shadow accounting because what they see on their CRM is what they see in Remuner. Plus, sometimes in our system, they have even more transparency. There's we usually think about the simplistic view of things, but sometimes CRMs are very complex. They have a lot of different filtering and so on. And it's usually not the case that a deal close one, it's 100% automatically commission generated. Right. There's some nuances there. And what they see in Remunerate, all of these kind of small things have already been taken into consideration. So what they see is the real amount that they might earn at the end of the month, or they, what they would earn if now would be the end of the month. So shadow accounting is completely removed. And what we are being told by our customers is that the number of issues, claims, complaints, disputes that are generated after implementing Remunerate is drastically reduced, because most of them are just simply misunderstandings that are solved by sharing transparently and visibly what they're earning.
Amazing. Sergio, let's talk about no-code plan, because you know, no-code plan design is powerful, but can be tricky as well. Who gets, you know, to change plans? Like, how do you prevent comps pro, and how do you simulate impact before rollout?
So exactly, in the platform, you have a no-code builder where you can actually design any kind of compensation plan with whatever logic and rules you want. Usually, we help during the setup and onboarding. We help our customers to get everything set up. And then they can define different user roles with different set of permissions. So you can actually have people in an organization who can change and adapt some complaints, some others, or do not even have permissions to change them. So you can actually control who can do what in the platform. And then also in the platform, you have like a sandbox kind of or a draft section where you can play around with different rules, different compensation plans, run simulations, run scenarios. And before you actually launch your new compensation plan or your new SPIF or your new campaign, you can actually run this in the system. And that will help you make a better decision when you're actually wanting to launch something. And that space in the platform is also ruled by these kind of roles and permissions. So you can actually control all of this. That's from the user perspective. From the pure change and pure interaction with the UX, you can directly do it there. There's no code, there's no formula, there's no data or technical knowledge needed. You can also, we also support our customers with our customer management team internally, our compensation management team internally, who are former compensation managers that can help. And very soon, the AI agent will also be able to implement whatever complaint you want for your company. So you will be able to have a discussion with our AI agent who has all your context and all your data. Like if you were doing with ChatGPT, but with the whole context and all data, then decide what is the complaint that you want. Let the AI run the simulation for you. And once you are comfortable with it, you can ask the AI agent to actually go implement it and launch it for your team. So that will reduce time in terms of from ideation to actually launching a compensation plan drastically, especially compared with an Excel. But it also will help you make better decisions, because right now, most of what we see is they launch a comp plan without actually testing, simulating a lot. And we have seen also companies getting in trouble because they didn't foresee any behavior or something like this. And then they end up having to pay something much beyond what is reasonable because they made a mistake in designing the company.
Right. Sergio, let's talk about the global headache, which is, you know, multiple countries, currencies, and clawbacks and compliance. What's your approach so finance doesn't become, you know, the bottleneck?
That's a very good question, actually. We support multiple customers across multiple geographies where currencies is a thing. All of these rules at the end of the day can be implemented in the platform. So it's all about understanding, okay, how this company deals with currencies. I've seen multiple ways of doing it, but the important thing is, okay, let's understand how this company, this finance team actually handles currencies, and then we implement the exact same logic using the exact same Forex exchange they're using so that we completely match what they're currently doing in their CRM or their ERP. And clawbacks is another example. I've seen multiple ways of dealing with clawbacks. What is important when we work with a customer is let's define what is the clear business rule that you want to apply for your customer, for this company, sorry, regarding clawbacks. And then we implement that exact rule in the platform. So this is 100% visible and transparent for everyone. So to be honest, for finance, we are not generating extra workload, but sometimes we're even minimizing the amount of workload that they have, particularly when end of the period, meaning month, quarter, when that end of the period happens and numbers need to be run, validated, approved, and so on in the old spreadsheet world. Now for findings is super smooth. As soon as the month is end, they can see the numbers, they can launch validation and approval workflows if they want. And once all the approvals have done, they can just move to payroll and get everything moving fast.
Sounds awesome. Sergio, let's maybe paint the picture of the future for our audience here. If Remuner becomes the category standard, what will reps, managers, and CFOs see on their home screens each morning? And how will, you know, work feel different?
The idea we have is that they do not necessarily need to have a home screen for Remuner. Yeah, because that sometimes takes a lot of time. They probably will have anyway. But the goal that we have and the bet that we have is that they will have this AI compensation manager that will help them do whatever they need regarding compensation. So we're talking about finance. This AI manager will help them forecast, benchmark, run simulation scenarios for compensation. Sometimes we see finance teams that they need to account and keep their books, let's say, in real time with the predictions of what they're going to be paid. So all of this will be just handled like if you were speaking with ChatGPT. Then you have on the other side, sales reps. And similarly, right now they're used to asking their managers to ask someone in the RevOps team how I'm performing, what is my actual payload, payroll at the moment, and so on. So the idea is that they can be doing all of these directly interacting with an AI agent or running simulations, scenarios, and all this shadow accounting that they currently do. The idea is that they can solve directly everything with this AI agent. And then you have the managers. And for me, the managers are the key here because right now we see a lot of middle managers in sales teams managing their teams with a little bit blinded in terms of what are the real key KPIs. They usually have a lot of dashboards and a lot of numbers on the CRM. Uh-huh. But sometimes companies forget that AEs and sales teams, they are moved by the economical incentive much more than the company target. And right now, managers are managing these people with no information about how are the real incentive for these people actually performing or how are they positioning. And that's very hard. And we are giving them already all this information completely transparently, visible in real time. And what we're seeing is that managers use that a lot in coaching, in one-to-one sessions and so on. And the vision that we have for the future essentially is that by all of this, we will enable companies to use incentives in a way that is much more strategic and tactical for their business and therefore can control behavior and can control the impact that they generate on their companies without any admin burden, hurdle or extra workload for anyone in a way that is very easy and very transparent to interact for all the stakeholders involved in the process. That's a little bit what we see and what we foresee and what we're working on and with what some of our customers are already experiencing.
Amazing. Sergio, sounds like like you're making the future a little bit better, and I'm a fan of everyone who's building a better future. I wanted to ask you one thing because this is the time during the podcast where I usually play a little game with my guests. Like it's a rapid fire kind of question. So I shoot a quick question at you. You give me quick answer. Are you up for it?
Okay. Yeah, let's go.
All right, let's do it. So here goes the first one. The sales KPI leaders overrate.
I would say net dollar retention.
Okay. The incentive flavor that's most underused?
Short-term campaigns or short-term spiffs.
Pilot success in one number.
Woof, that was hard. I would say sales rep engagement on the short term, cost, administrative time and cost saved on the middle term, business impact on the long term.
Nice. Most contentious payout topic in boardrooms?
Compensation forecasting and simulation. All right. I think in boardrooms, finance people have a huge say.
Yeah, true. Sergio, last one. Finish this. AI in comp should be not
AI in comms should be a co-pilot, not an autopilot.
Nice. I love it. Like, you did very well in the game. Like, people like sometimes don't get it so much, and they like give like answers like as any other question that I asked before. But that was awesome.
You said short answer, so
exactly. Yeah. That's the whole point. That's the whole point of the game. You got it, Sergio. Very nice. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure to have this conversation with you. I think the audience will love it. Thanks so much. And I hope, since we are all based in Barcelona, I hope we meet sometime in person.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me. It's been a pleasure. And yeah, let's meet in person. You're always welcome to come to our office if you want.
Awesome.